Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to a Naked Wasted episode of Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and I am livid.
Just finished season 4, episode 8, Naked Wasted, and someone is pissed.
The Real Housewives of Orange County, we are doing this bonus episode because it's kind of fun to go back. I didn't realize how bad this episode is.
It's disturbing.
Like, as we were watching, I was texting you and I was like, in the time of Me Too and Time's Up, this episode would not fly. Like, I fucking hate Tamra Judge, but after watching this episode again, I'm like, oh my God, you are my least favorite housewife of all time. Worse than Jesus Jugs. Worse than Cindy Barshop of New York. Worse than, like, any of the boors on Dallas. Worse than Teresa Giudice, who, like, stole from our government.
Well, let's just jump right into it. So okay. We're going to start off with their taglines and kind of give you an up-to-date where they are in the season. So I'll start. This is Gina. It doesn't matter what happens in life. I do it my way. And that's because she recently is getting a divorce.
Okay. I want the power and the money. And I want them both. Woohoo! Obviously, that's Vicky.
Who is still with Dawn. And Michael and Brianna are still living in the house. They're, like, in high school, about to graduate.
So they're, like, they're still in the back. They're still all in the background of her, like, opening credit.
Yeah. This is Tamara. I'm not the new girl anymore, so watch out. And it's, like, Simon, the four kids.
When her kids still acknowledged her. You know, I don't even care. I'm taking digs at her all episode long because fuck that. Okay. I love the bling. I love the jewelry. I love it all. And that's Gretchen, who
she only has in her, like, background is just her two dogs.
Her two dogs, because this is when she was with Jeff. This is, like, Gretchen's first season? Hold on to your daddies, girls. Gretchen's here. God, Tamara was so jealous. Gretchen also is so gorgeous. She's so young. She's, like, 29 or 30, because this was taped back in 2008, and she's 40 now, so math. But, like, I was, like, she was so pretty.
Okay, and she always had, like, a banging body. Like, she had toned arms before they were even cool. Like, remember when people were just, like, skinny? Like, I call that, like, skinny fat.
Skinny,
like,
fat, yeah.
They're, like, they're skinny, but they weren't, like, in shape. But she has, like, great toned arms. But I her skin.
Mm-hmm. As someone with bad skin, I relate to her, but okay.
She always had, there was, like, it must be, like, acne scars or current acne. Always on, is her the right side of her face? Yeah. Like, kind of around her lip.
But also, she was only, and then, like, she'd have it, like, on her cheekbone, too, like, a little bit. But she, again, she's only 29, 30 at this point. So, like.
I want to know how she got rid of that, though.
Probably, like, facial peels or just, like, growing up. I also think it could have been from the stress.
It was more, like, permanent. Like, she'd always have those same few pimples in the same spot.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking maybe it was, like, stress from Jeff. We'll get into all of that, whatever. But, like, there's some reasons. And I'm, like, Team Gretchen. I'm so Team Gretchen on this, and I never thought I'd say that.
Okay. Then I'm Team Lynn. Okay, Lynn. I'm your typical Orange County housewife. I'm obsessed with being young. And then all I could think about when she said that, I was like, your kids are in porn now.
I mean, watching this and watching, it's like, obviously Naked Waste was, like, the big thing, but we also got, like, a little look into everybody's lives. And just, like, her daughter Raquel, the previous episode, was given a brand new BMW, you know, to keep up with the Joneses. And then she's, like, 18. She's like, I love to drink with my friends. Like, any chance I get to drink, I just, like, love it. I'm 18 in a bowling alley, and we're pounding a bottle of, like, Popov.
No, okay. So basically, the episode starts with Tamara at an etiquette lesson. And it's also, like, amazing because she looks, like, right into the camera. It was such a different time of production. Like, it was more about their separate lives and more about just,
like,
how
families.
They're living in this gated community as families. Not that much about the interactions within the ladies and, like, the drama.
Yeah, there wasn't, like, manufactured fighting or, like, hey, if you want your ratings up kind of deal. Like, it was, like, let's just follow them around and see what happens. It was still, I think, because it was season four, it was still so relatively, like, new in this whole, like, reality phase. That right. They didn't know what direction. I think everything just evolved, and this was just so brand new of, like, following families, seeing what they're doing. Yeah, you're totally right. More like New York, I feel
lifestyle,
like we're always
more lifestyle.
Yeah, I feel like we're always in now, we're always integrated with, like, at least two housewives in certain scenes, but this was more just like, here's my family, here's what we're doing, this is just our life. Yeah,
well, and also, okay, so it appeared that, like, Tamara took on this, like, playing the dumb blonde role, and, like, she just came up on this rich man Simon, and she'll just do whatever she wants. And
she's trailer park trash.
Yeah, but she, like, was trying to be, like, a classy lady for her man because Simon said she had to do it. Like, she was so obedient to Simon and how much she's changed as a character, or as a human.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you remove that belly button and you remove that personality.
Like, just admit you got a freaking tummy tuck. We know you did. That's exactly why your belly button looks like that. You got a tummy tuck.
I hate her. I don't know if I've mentioned
it. I would get a tummy tuck too. I'm willing to let my belly button look like that.
Yeah, I'm like, after I have kids, like, I'm getting that mommy makeover package every single time. Even if I'm having more, I'm like, I'm too lazy to work out.
You'll get the package.
I'm gonna be tired. I'm gonna be breastfeeding, yeah. You know, just like tighten me up and make me look good.
Oh, and that's another thing. The boobs out in this, every single person's boobs are like touching their chins. They're so high up and they're just so round and big and full and out. Like, yes. No clap.
And the hair is very interesting too. Like, Tamara is so, like, her hair is so unhealthy. All the girls, Gretchen's actually like looks the best, but all of them just like their hair was so bleached. And this is the time of when people are still going to tanning salons too, because you can see it on their chest, like the like kind of wrinkly, leathery, like freckled skin. And so, you know, they're still like living this life of like what an OC housewife is, of like the fake boobs. Remember when like Tamara on her 40th birthday got like a Rolex from Simon? Like, it just was, like, all about flaunting, like, what you have and being, like, that, like,
well, they perfect. Used to, like, in the first few seasons, they would put across the screen, like, everything about how much things cost. That mm-hmm. was kind of the concept of the show. Like, behind the gates of these rich women's lives and see how they're living them and how extravagant they are. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the basic concept.
What came first? Was it Real Housewives of Orange County or was it Desperate Housewives?
Interesting question. I feel like it was almost at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going to look
simultaneous. Actually, Orange County probably came after because they stole, like, the holding the oranges.
Ooh, you're
from
right.
From Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, let me see if I can find Desperate Housewives. Oh, no, that's their final episode. Oh, 2004 was Desperate Housewives. And then...
Okay, so OC was...
It's probably
it
relative...
2003.
Let's see, because if it's season 4 in 2018... Let's see, this started, sorry for the delay. Dude. I know. Guys,
okay, I'll keep talking.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm having some problems right now.
Okay, so basically then we cut over to Lynn and Frank and they go out to dinner and they're like high as kites.
Okay, 2006.
I mean, just kidding. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could have sworn I was watching this in high school and I graduated in 2004.
Nope. It says original episode was March 21st, 2006.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, I'll trust judgment.
It's not me. It's Google.
Okay. Wikipedia. So Lynn is wearing her signature cuff.
Who knew what a lucrative business that would turn out to be?
And she's just like, Frank is the most awesome husband. And he's like, Lynn's just like the whole package. And he like whispers, you look really hot.
Yeah, I was like, are you guys going to like bang at the restaurant? It's actually kind of cute because I actually really liked them until we found out that they're like, one, they're horrible. They're horrible parents. And then, you know, all the like faking the money stuff and everything. It's like.
But I also think like Lynn was totally like sided by that. Like the dad just like kept.
You think she was blindsided?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think Lynn's also think too dumb to understand it.
I mean, she wasn't paying the bills, let's just say that.
Yeah. No, she wasn't. Not that cuff business hadn't taken off yet.
No. And she's like, you know, our girls, they, like, appreciate us more when we're gone. So, like, it's good that we, like, went out because when we come home, they'll just, like, appreciate us more. Cut to the kids at the bowling alley and Raquel's like, tonight I'm going bowling and I haven't been in a while, so I hope I don't suck.
Wait, okay, her line of when she's like, we're like those kids that go bowling.
Like, and her boobs are like hanging out in the confessional and they're like her real boobs.
Yeah, she also like
16-year-old boobs. No, 18.
Raquel, now she's a suicide girl and she goes by Sutton Suicide, and which is basically like
what's a suicide girl?
So it's kind of like, not, it's like softcore porn photos, so like you, and then you can like pay for more. Actually, you don't watch it, but Kayla from The Real World, like after her Real World season, she started doing it too. Like, it's basically just like risque photos, I think. But anyway, she's married, she has a kid, so she seems like, I mean, obviously that's her choice in employment.
Job application?
Yeah, so whatever. If any of you do that, great. Not judging that. I just think that Lynn was more worried about being hot than taking care of her daughters, as proved from her tagline.
No, okay. But then I feel like she was like a good mom. She's like, you know, I was a teenager once, and I know you girls are going out and drinking, and you just give me a call anytime you need a ride.
I think she was encouraging bad behavior the way she said it. It's more like, I don't want you to drink. Like, she should be saying, I don't want you to drink. Like, it's not okay, and you shouldn't be doing that. But if you find yourself in that situation, then you can call me. I just felt like she was like,
well, I think that's what she did.
No, because she just was like, you're going to drink. Like, I loved White Russians. They tasted like chocolate milk. It's like, don't talk about alcohol with
And then she's like, those are like so fattening, those that don't have them.
Yeah. I'm telling you, she just wanted to be hot. Like, that's why I was like, no, Lynn. And
she's definitely like the cool mom. The cool mom.
She's like, yeah, she's Amy Poehler.
Happy hour.
She's like,
oh, do you want some alcohol?
I'd rather you do it in the house. It just is. They're bad. Like, I'm sorry. You can't be best friends with your kids. Kim Zolciak, are you listening?
She's on podcast one.
Oh, right. She's got. Okay. So anyway, so she's like,
But bowling scene. If we were sober, we'd be like the best. My head hurts. I'm so drunk.
Oh my god, like, let's go to the bathroom. And then I was like laughing too, because some of the kids had their faces blurred, and I was like, yeah, smart, because you don't want to be seen as like that 17-year-old drinking underage, like in a bowling alley. And the girls wanted to be famous.
I feel like they would, I mean, this would just never happen on reality TV now. This would never happen. They would never be filming. They would never film the kids separately. They're not even with the moms.
I know. And not only that, is it's like, it's probably not, like, I guess they're like not showing them drinking, but like they shouldn't. I feel like you're aiding and abetting. I mean, I think that's like the harsh term for it, but like you're aiding and abetting these kids. Like, you're letting them knowingly drink. And did Raquel drive there? Like, that, this is all in the time before Uber. So, like, how are they getting places?
She still didn't have her license yet. They bought her the car, but she hadn't actually passed the test.
But she's 18.
I know. She's like, anyone want a cig break?
Oh, yeah.
They were also bowling with the bumpers up, which I just thought was, like also hilarious.
Yeah, and that, you know, because we're the kids that, like, go bowling. And then they, like, cut to Lynn, and she's like, I don't think the girls took the wine. They would never do that.
Maybe, like, they're friends, though. I hate when parents do that. It's like, no, that's your kids doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, have you ever...
Anytime my mom found something bad of mine, I'd be like, oh, that's so-and-so. They had me carry it for them.
But I'm like, what person... Like, did you have friends that would steal from your parents? Like, clearly you're stealing from your parents. Like, my friends would never have come into my house and been like, I'm going to steal from your mom.
Yeah.
Like, it's called respect. I'm going to steal from my mom.
Yeah. I'm going to take all the vodka and fill it up with a water bottle until I can replace it again.
Okay, I just remember growing up, and one of my friends, like, we were over at her house, and we would, like, you know, she'd, like, steal the vodka, and then she'd fill it up with water, and then her mom finally was like, I'll change her name for, you know, purposes. She's like, Charlotte! And she's like, what? She's like, did you steal the vodka? She's like, I would never. And she's like, well, why is it half frozen? You know, because the water would freeze and the vodka wouldn't. And you'd be like, it wasn't me. It was like my older brother. Like, they don't even live in the house anymore. They're 21. Like, did you steal the alcohol? And then we would just all be like, what?
Never. No, Mom. I've never had a sip of vodka in my life.
I don't even know what it tastes like.
And you're like wearing an Ed Hardy shirt, flared jeans, French tip nails.
Okay, oh my god, Ed Hardy and Von Dutch. Man, those were the times.
Von Dutch!
Yes! And like the trucker hats. And like that. Was that like when like Punk'd was cool? So like Ashton Kutcher was cool with his trucker hats and like that started like that whole fad? Oh man. It's like when times were easy. R.I.P.
Okay, so meanwhile, not easy with Gretchen, because Jeff is dying and Jeff's kids are staying with her and still in the same house they live in today. And she's just like, well, he has 9 lives. And then let's talk about the age difference between them, because I thought he was 70 at the time.
So shockingly, he was only 53. There's a 23-year age difference, but
you think she's 30 and he was 53, and yeah. I thought he was 70 when I was watching this.
That guy, he looks like Sean Connery, but, like, dead. Which, RIP, because I guess he is, sorry. I still hate Tamara. And then, it just was, the relationship, here's, okay, I want you to tell me how you felt about the Jeff and Gretchen relationship, because my thoughts on it are, I think she truly did care for him. Like, I feel like she was somewhat of a caretaker for him. Like, they didn't, and then a relationship developed from it, and it was, like, an emotional thing, and he wanted
they
to
were take... Only, they were only engaged.
Yeah, they
and
never
they
got
were
married.
Engaged before he had the cancer?
I don't think so.
So I'd be very curious about that. And also, she really didn't leave her, like, much at all.
Right. No, like, I think because they were
getting... Was she a real estate broker before?
I think
What's
so.
Her job?
Yes, I think you're right. But I feel like, so she, like, took care of him. And I think that he just, like, I think they really just did develop, like, a friendship from it. And he's like, I want to take care of you. And so I think there were plans to do all of this. But I also think when, did you go to Bass Lake? Like, she did
yes.
go with that guy. And that guy was also her boyfriend. Jay.
Right.
Photo
Jay.
Glau. Why,
right, right.
Why I can remember these and I can't remember my mom's phone number. I'll never know. But. Besides the point.
No, and then Jay, like, she had to get, like, a cease and desist against him.
Like a restraining order. He, like, went crazy.
Stalking her, yeah.
Yeah, like, to prove what? Like, cool? Like, you guys had a relationship? Like, come on. We know, as we know from Naked Wasted, they weren't having sex and they had it for 8 months. So she's obviously getting it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I just, I think she did care about Jeff, though, and she seemed to have a good relationship with his kids, which is very nice, because I think some of those gold diggers aren't always there for the kids. Remember?
It was like also, it was just really kind of sad to watch. Like, and that's why she got so drunk at this party. Like, she wanted to escape a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Well, and also because Ryan was
rapey
serving her tequila.
Ryan is so disgusting. That fucking okay. trash of a family. I know we'll get there, but I am so... Disgusting.
She was livid.
But remember, I'm going to throw it back, which we can then segue into our next part. Tammy Knickerbocker's ex-husband, Lou. Lou.
The OC Angels.
Yes, yes. Lou was married to, I think it was, like, a mail-order Thai bride.
It was definitely Thai.
Yeah, and they got married, and when he passed away, everything was left to her, and he literally left nothing to his daughters, and that's, like, the gold digger route. Like, and they literally were, like, they were, like, I felt like they were, like, almost homeless, because I think they were, like, living in a home that he provided them. Like, it was a really bad situation.
My friend recently saw her, the younger daughter, and she's, like, a bartender, like, in Orange County.
Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lindsay.
And they, like, recognized her from the show, and she's like, yeah, that was me. I was like, oh my god, this is so sad.
She's like, wow, you recognize me from a show from 12 years ago? Because, like, weren't they only on the first season or something? But anyways, but Lou
yeah,
also...
But then she kind of became a friend of.
Yeah, when she was dating that one guy that they had the kid with each other.
He was really hot.
He was really cute. I want to say his name was, like, Slade, too, but it wasn't. But it was, like, something random, like, a weird name like that.
And then, like, Gina Keough, like, had, like, this weird relationship with him. She always had, like, the weird relationships, like, with the husband. Like, inappropriate.
Yeah, but... So then, Lou also...
Dawn, when Vicky's away, the mice complain.
I remember when Tamara and Simon started getting divorced, she took Simon's side?
Yes.
Yes, like, she always is, like... Like, she's been, like, physically or, like, emotionally trained to, like, always think the man is right. That's another story.
One more thing. Remember when she had the interior designer that she made friends
Frankie.
With and started Frankie and started having him live in Vicky's rental?
Yes, and she was supposed to be redoing Vicky's house and, like, just was, like, smoking cigs and doing nothing in it.
He was, like, a fan of the show. It was so good!
Oh my God,
the
show was so good. So then, okay, so going back to Lou. Lou was also the founder of the OC Angels, where two girls got in a fight. Brianna was a part of it. Lindsay was a part of it. Well, they make an appearance in this episode. And you might not notice it, but when Vicky goes to Chicago, and here's where
Billy's
the creep...
House.
Where, this is the creepiest part. She goes to her brother Billy's house, and on his fireplace mantle is a photo of the OC Angels. Can
in
we discuss that?
Dresses. In her, their red dresses.
Their red
I was dying.
Their red satin, like, Windsor dresses. Remember that store, Windsor?
No.
Oh, my God. Windsor was, like, where you went. It was like a high-end Forever 21, like a cheaper cachet.
Like a wet seal.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell
delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free. With Way, you can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Yes, but it had like, but it was like where you would go for like, you wouldn't go for prom dresses. You would go for like
homecoming.
Yeah, like the lesser, well, our homecoming was always dress up, but like you would go for like the lesser fancy dresses, more like the cocktail style.
Okay.
But
no, I we didn't have that store here.
Oh, well, that's like what they were wearing. And then I'm like, oh, that's cute. It's like in Vicky's mom's house because Brianna's there. And then I'm like, this is Billy's house. Why are there 5 18-year-old girls in sexy little red dresses on his fireplace mantle?
So creepy. Because Vicky sent it to him and was like, put this on your mantle. Yeah, do you like, love me? Do you love me?
I need you to tell me you love me. I need affirmation. It was like, and then it was also very foreshadowing sad, though.
It was sad because we get to see Vicky's mom, and Vicky's mom's like being hilarious to Vicky. She's like, Vicky, I don't like to come and visit you. You just work all day. It's so boring.
Yeah. She's like, and Vicky's like, all she wants from Vicky is like one of those people that she like comes back to Chicago and she thinks she's like a star, right? Because like she's, you know, on this Bravo show.
On so the
she's
cameras.
Like, she's like, I'm here. Like, it's me, Vicky, the star. Guys, give me attention. And like, nobody's like giving her any attention because they don't care. And she's like, where's like my red carpet? Where's the, like, didn't you guys see me? I went to Colorado with Michael and I crashed his party and I did a keg stand. Did you guys not see that episode? My love tank, it was full at that point. Like, they and then just, she's like, don't care.
But this was also the time, well, she still does this, where she's like, well, I have to work. Like, to maintain a good lifestyle, I have to work. Mom, you were a princess. You never had to work. Like, Dad just treated you like a princess. But Dawn doesn't treat me like a princess. I have to work. And if I want all this, the monies and the vacations and the lifestyle, it just doesn't come out of nowhere, Mom.
Mm-hmm. She's like, Billy's your favorite. You're buying him tablecloths. I want you to buy me a tablecloth. I'm like, okay, so Vicky's love languages are affirmations. She needs word of affirmations, but she also needs gifts. Those are her love languages.
Right. Wait, and then she like literally is like, Mom, I love you. And the mom says, thank you. She's like, Mom, you don't say thank you when I say I love you. You have to say I love you back. Say, Mom, do you love me? Tell me you love me.
It was also very sad, though, because the mom's like, I'm not going to be around that much longer. Like, you should move back to Chicago, spend more time with me here. And I was like, oh, that made me very sad.
She lived for like 10 more years.
No, I don't think so. When did she pass? Like, that's season 4. She probably passed season 8.
6 years ago. She got the phone call at Shannon Bedore's bunk up party. God, that was raw.
Oh, that was tough.
That was a really sad moment.
Ugh, but it's just like when we watch these shows back to know.
My parents say this to me all the time, though. They're like, oh, when I'm taking a dirt nap.
I've never heard that one.
Oh, my dad calls it the dirt nap. And then my mom will when I'm 6 feet under, you're going to say, I wish I did this. No, 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 no. That's like every day at my parents.
My mom always says that. She's like, you know, one day I won't be here. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. I'm like, you know, you're making me feel guilty. And I'm like, I've literally just spent the last like 48 hours with you. And she's like, well, you should spend 72. I'm like, okay. Your parents are the same, but my mom would love if I moved back in with her. Girlfriends. Oh, yeah. She'd be like, she always goes, Courtney, if you moved in, like, I swear, I would never bother you. Like, you would just come home, you would go to your room, like, I will even put in, like, a separate doorway for you. Like, I will never have to know you're here except that I know you're here. My mom, every time I stay the night, 7 a.m. comes into my room, is like, hi, what do you want to do today? Are you up yet? You're not up yet? Well, it's time to get up. Like, let's do some things. Or, like, I'll be like, Mom, I'm going to bed. And she's like, okay, like, we'll go to bed. And then she'll, like, an hour later come in, she'll be like, are you still up? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? God. What are you watching? I'm like, did you want to hang out with me and the dog here? She's like, oh my God, thanks for asking. Yeah, I would love to.
Oh my God.
I'm like, so when you say all of that, I don't think that actually means you'd leave me alone if I moved in.
Right. Oh God. Oh God. Not healthy.
Oh, come on. I'm obsessed with my mom. maybe too unhealthy. Anyways, that's a story for my therapist. Moving on.
Okay, so then we're getting ready for Tamara's big party, and she brings over Brian from Top Chef.
Brian Mullarky, who I had such a crush on in that season of Top Chef.
He went pretty far, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he got like third or fourth place. But now he has popular restaurants. They're called Herringbone. So they have one in San Diego, and then they open one, I think, in the Montage in L.A. Okay. So he's still doing pretty well for himself.
Okay. So Tamara has like these awful bangs, and she's like, okay, I'm going to have a fancy but not stuffy party. And it's going to be kind of like then basically Simon hijacks the party because...
That's where we should have known where Simon was a fucking asshole.
Yeah. So he just is on this tequila venture. So they want to include that in the party.
Oh, is that why? Is he not? Yeah. At this point, he's done. He got fired from Fletcher Jones Mercedes-Benz.
Yes.
Okay.
I think. And he's like, he just started controlling the party. And he's like, what's the theme? And then they're like, well, what kind of flowers? She's like, I kind of like earthy flowers. He's like, no, we need aliens. Yeah. And then she's like, well, you know what? You can just take over and tell me what to wear. And she's like, totally content with doing that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. So also, this was like the time too. Well, when we get to the party, it's like, this is clearly when Tamara was a big fan of leopard print. Because in the opening credits, she's wearing a leopard print dress. These are three separate incidences, like different outfits. When she's at the etiquette class in the beginning, she's wearing a leopard dress. And then at this dinner party, she's wearing a third different leopard dresses. And like, I understand having different like black dresses for occasions, but like how many leopard print dresses do you need? She's not Lisa Rinna.
No. And then she's like Swiffering in them.
Yeah. She definitely
played up like the real housewife.
Yeah.
And
I felt these early seasons for Tamara, like she was definitely playing a role.
Yeah, the dumb blonde housewife role, and like just be obedient to your husband. And then she like found a voice through Vicky.
But she's so jealous of Gretchen.
Yeah, well, because her like original tagline was like, "I'm the hottest housewife in the OC."
Yeah,
and then Gretchen came along, and she's like, "Woo!"
But she could have still been the hottest. Your husband. Yeah, she could have still been the hottest, though, because Gretchen wasn't married at that point.
I wonder how old... So, Tamara's 40.
Yeah, because she had her 40th birthday party, right? Well, in one of the seasons. So, she's around 40 at some point. She's probably, like, 38 or something when she started.
No. I think this... Because Quinn was at the 40th birthday party.
Oh, my God, on the Quinn. Boat.
And so Gretchen still wasn't on it yet. So, yeah, she's in her early 40s. Okay,
so she's 40, 41 at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so then, you know, their house looks great. But the funny thing is, too, is, like, they were definitely, like, they were way spending beyond their means.
Oh,
like, 100%. All for the cameras. They weren't actually rich.
I want to say Tamara is actually 50 years old now. 50 now. She... That makes sense. I still fucking hate her, but she looks good for 50.
She's had a facelift.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, she looks good for 50. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heather Dubrow is 49. Okay. Just fun facts. Okay. Okay, moving on.
So then, like, everyone, like, shows up to the party. Gretchen's wearing, like, that infamous red dress.
It's like Sonia's Saint-Tropez dress, but it's Gretchen's version because she's always a little bit country in Texas.
Totally. And so Ryan's there. He's 22. And Tamara's like, he's volunteering, you know.
He's going to be the bartender.
He just finished bartender school. And they also, like, preface the party with, you know, Gretchen has had a lot of stress on her hands. She's been going to yoga, but she feels, like, guilty even to go to yoga. Or, like, anytime she does anything fun, she feels guilty about because everyone's, like, thinking, why isn't she with Jeff? Why isn't she at the hospital? And so... This is that was like they cut to. Do you go to Bass Lake?
The infamous.
But you know, she also is just like, you know, life's passing me by, and Jeff says he doesn't want to live anymore, and it's just so sad. So she's kind of she has a lot on her mind. So going to this party
is supposed to be a release for her. Yeah, she's like you said before, it's definitely a release for her. But so they're and it's just like you could tell because it's like, guys, it's okay that you're not classy. Like, stop. Like, anybody that's watching this party can see. It's like, you can't put, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Right.
Well, and, they're trying. And in Vicky's case, like, Miss Piggy.
Ooh,
Slade Smiley. Slade Smiley in the house.
Okay. Well, they're all pretending like they like the oysters. I'm like, none of them like the oysters, but they think it's elegant, so they'll like keep on swallowing them.
They're like, I heard an oyster is an aphrodisiac. Like, it's just, yeah. And then Vicky,
and then they're all saying they don't like sushi, which is like mortal sin.
Like, how do you not like sushi?
I want some sushi for dinner tonight.
Oh my god, I would love sushi. I might postmate some sushi. Besides the point. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so Tamara, so, oh yeah, so all the kids, so this is like, this is early, remember Yolanda had a dinner party and she put like hearts next to the people she liked on their on their place cards? And so Tamara did this too, where Tamara had a nickname of hot. It was like, and then Vicky had a nickname of woohoo, and then everybody else was, they were just, they didn't get one.
And then, but like, Simon gave one to Gretchen.
How like, dare he?
He's like, okay, well, you can be greedy, Gretchen. I was like, oh. And this, wow. This is the time where these people just said this shit to each other's faces. And now, if you said a comment like that, that would be, like, all season long, this one comment live forever.
It would be, and like, it'd be greedy date. They're
casually at a dinner party, and greedy Gretchen comes out, no big deal.
Yeah, and then Tamara does a toast, and she's like, you guys aren't just my friends. I consider, oh my god, I'm gonna cry. I consider you family. And Lynn's like, did she forget I was here?
And then Lynn's like, let's just chase the hotness.
Yeah, and she's
like, she's kind of like a Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she's like,
she just wants to be hot.
Yeah, and then Lynn is like,
what else is going on?
Yeah, and then Simon's like, what's a doobie? Or like, ask Lynn, like, oh, did you guys like smoke doobies before? And she's like, what's a doobie? Like the Doobie Brothers? I'm like, what are you watching The Office? Do you remember when Michael Scott would be like, having a doobie with my brothers, the Doobie Brothers.
But Simon basically was like, you guys are like way too laid back.
Yeah.
And too much in love. He's like, well, me and Tamara fake it. And he says that out loud, and we really knew they did.
Uh-huh. And yet they're like holding hands this whole dinner on the tabletop. Like, I was like, this is so awkward. But then like they all, you know, and this is why also it's like, you don't need to be classy. It's like, you don't, at a classy dinner party, you're not taking shots.
No.
Like, Ryan keeps giving Gretchen shots. Tamara, your son told me to take it down.
Right. No, but then this is like,
fuck this. This is when I literally, my rage started. I was
okay. So because Tamara had this all planned. Like, this is why she's still on reality TV, because she was like, whispered to Vicky. She didn't want the cameras to hear it, I don't think. She's like, we're gonna get Gretchen wasted, naked, wasted.
I was like, fuck this bitch. I'm sorry. Like,
I mean, it was kind of like a little bit scary though. Like the way they were doing it. Like, they gave her a ton of shots.
Like, and listen, then, am
like,
I...
Gina and Lynn were kind of getting, like, this is kind of getting weird now, guys.
Like, can I drink a lot and do I probably have a problem, but, like, admitting the problem is the first step? It's like, yeah. But even I was watching that going, too much. Too much. And what pisses me off is I'm like, who pimps out their rapey little fucking ugly piece of shit son?
No, it was, like, pretty creepy. But then Gretchen...
I think Gretchen was
really got like sexualized. She got a little bit horny.
Yeah, like when she was like,
she was trying to keep up being like sexy, like with the like spoon in her mouth.
Okay, but
like,
I was also laughing because Tamara wanted to be sexy when she was trying that, and then Gretchen was like, oh, do you mean this? And you know, Tamara was like, god, fuck, she did that way better than me. Like, I'm now, get her another shot, I'm taking her down. Like, her mission,
yeah, no, it's she's like egging her on.
It was so, I just was like so
and
disgusted.
She makes like a, Tamara like makes like a blowjob face, like at the whole table, like, what? Like, Gretchen's going to give your son a blowjob? Like, this is, like, creepy.
Well, not only that, at one point, Lynn was like, hey, Gretchen, I don't think you should take that. And Tamara literally pulls back into her chair and leans behind Lynn and looks at Gretchen and is like, take the shot. Like, I was like,
no,
Tamara. You're not a friend. And then it was like, okay. I was, like, getting so creeped out because then at one point, like, Gretchen was like, oh, is this, like, a thing to cleanse my palate? Ooh, am I supposed to be cleansing my palate? And Tamara goes, hey, who wants to cleanse Gretchen's palate? And rapey fucking Ryan is standing in that doorway, and he literally raises his hand, and I'm like, Are you fucking kidding me? Like, you are a 22-year-old piece of shit. Like, why don't you go take your little tattoo that says Nugget and get the fuck out of this house? Go find your next wife on Instagram. Get the fuck out of here. How dare you? Like, also, it's such a disrespect in the fact that you know that she's engaged. Like, it's so, yeah, the no. whole thing is, like, so disrespectful. And if that was bad. My kid, I'd be like, this is so inappropriate. You need to leave.
Thank God he didn't. At one point, Ryan offers to drive Gretchen home. I'm like, oh my God.
No, it's just thank like.
Thank God that didn't happen.
No, so then like they're like getting wasted and you know, just.
That's, okay, but she's like really touchy on Ryan. She's giving him a hug. She has her arms around him. And then it's like, I'm just care. Like your mom. That's why you like me. And wait, how old are you? And she's like rubbing his neck. And then she's like, does he have a girlfriend? Does Simon, she doesn't even know his name. She's like, does Simon have a girlfriend? And they're like, you mean Ryan? Like, what's going on? And then they're giving her more and more and more alcohol. She's like, the tequila was like, Tamra!
Tamra! I'm like,
And Lynn's like, please stop. Please stop. Let's get her a cab. We can drive her home. And Gina's trying to help, and Gina's pulling away the alcohol. And then meanwhile, Tamra and Ryan are like, continuing to shove it down her throat.
It's so, I'm just telling you, it's so gross. Then at like one point, like they're by the bar and he like puts his right. arm around her and it's like way too close to her ass and he's like, you're hot. And she's like, your mom is so hot. And he goes, yeah, she is hot. And I'm like, ew, this is why this family is all types of fucked up. I'm sorry. Like I would never ever be like, yeah, my mom, like, or my dad's hot.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's
like,
creepy.
That's called, you guys have problems, and, like, I saw Psycho with the Bates, and that's what you guys are.
Yeah.
You guys are... And then, like, so then after, too, they're, like, in the kitchen, and the daughter that doesn't talk to Tamra anymore is in there, and they're, like, talking to her, and then Gretchen's like, where is Spencer? And you see fucking creepy little Ryan standing behind her, and he leans into her and goes, let's go find Spencer.
Oh my God, so creepy and so creepy.
It's so creepy. And then she like does. She gets up with him and I'm like, it's just so like, clearly she's blacked out and you guys are perpetuating this horrible behavior. Like, I'm telling you, I'm so disgusted.
Tamra says she's never seen someone so wasted except for herself.
Yeah, and so then they go upstairs and Tamra's like,
and they're in a bathroom together.
Yeah, and Gretchen goes like, I have to go potty. Yeah, so they go to the bathroom and then it's like, hey, Ryan, no means fucking no. No means no.
That's weird.
And yeah. then he's like, she's like, you can't make out with me. You can't hug me. You can't kiss me. And I don't even care if she's being like a little flirty. Like, he's like, why not? Let me. Come on, just a peck. Just like that. And I'm like, no, fuck you.
Literally fuck says, you. Because I'm engaged to a very nice man. She's like, you're a cute guy and you turn me on. But no.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, it just angered me so much that I'm like, no, no. No, in a time of, like,
well, where consent I, is a I huge bet thing. He, like, kissed her cheek for sure. Because she said, nice try, but no.
Yeah, well, he was
you're trying, cute, though.
He was trying to make out with her neck. And I don't care. It's like, and you can't even blame, like, oh, she's giving me mixed signals. It's like, the girl is blacked out. Okay. Like, she is blacked the fuck out, and she's going to pretend the next day that she wasn't until she watches back that episode. And I guarantee she was so fucking embarrassed watching that, thinking to herself, I don't remember a single thing.
Horrified. But, I mean, the actions of the other people were the most horrifying part.
But that's what's so gross.
I mean, at least Lynn and Gina stepped up. I think Vicky kind of just...
Vicky didn't. The other way. Vicky just was like, "Eh, whatever. Like, she'll hang herself, kind of deal."
She's like, "I don't even care about Gretchen. Like, who cares? She just wants to be the center of attention. Over it."
She's like, "And we all want to be the center of attention, but we can't always be."
Mom, love me.
Yeah.
Don't say thank you.
Yeah, but I just was like, this. It's just so disgusting, and Tamra's so disgusting, and the fact that this hasn't been brought up, like, I feel like we won't on Bravo, and maybe we will, but I haven't seen it recently, is that they will not show that. I feel like they're not going to show that episode again.
Never.
Like, not in these times. Like, it's just so disgusting.
Hulu, guys.
Yeah, this is on Hulu, so if you want to watch it, it's on Hulu. But, like, it's just so disgusting that, one, that the cameras were okay with this happening. Like, this would not... This
would never happen now.
Producers would totally intervene now. Like, it's just so gross. And I'm just... Like, you don't follow her to the bathroom. And then when he walks out of the bathroom, he has this fucking smirk on his face. And he's wiping his lips as if, like, what? You go down on Gretchen and, like, you're just, like, oh, letting things be... Like, Gretchen walked out of that, walking into the walls. And I was like, oh, fuck. I felt bad for her.
How her heels were still on were, like... ridiculous.
I know, but I felt bad. Like,
do you think she really spent the night at the house? Because that's what they claimed.
I feel like she probably passed out on the couch, and Ryan probably tried to, like, I bet Simon at one point told Ryan he needed to leave. Yeah. Like, go to his room. Like, I feel like that happened. And I bet she woke up at, like, 3 or 4 a.m. and was like, where the fuck am I? And she hopped in a cab and went home.
Yeah.
But it's just so disgusting. Like, when they're like, oh, Lynn said she would, but Tamara said she's sleeping over. And I said I would call her a cab, but she said no, she wanted to sleep over. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
You just pull your friend at that point.
Like,
we got to go home. My husband's driving you. You're going to go home. I'm going to put you to bed.
Yeah. And like,
that's what good friends do.
And I would be like, you are on camera and you will regret this. We're going home. Like,
horrifying.
That's so disgusting. I just was so. But it was
so fun to rewatch this. Like,
no, not for me.
Just such a different show.
Nope.
Such a different show.
I did not.
No, not that part. Just like the whole, like, Lynn and the style and just the evolution of the show.
It's not really shocking. Ryan. Rapey Ryan can get the fuck out. Like, Tamara needs to go. This is just, like, more about why I hate her so much. Like, she's just bad. Okay, but it was, like you said, it was fun. These bonus episodes are always fun. So if you want to watch this because you're just listening to this and you haven't watched it yet, season 4, episode 8, you can find it on Hulu. Naked Wasted. Yes, Naked Wasted. We hope you enjoyed this.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be, like, never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare.
Fiber skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.